Hello, everybody. It's George from Ireland. Well, thank you for coming back to my channel. This is about President Macron's recent visit to Syria. It was on the seventh instant that the President of the French Republic was there. So remember, it's only about a year and a half ago when the Assad regime was ousted and President Bashar al-Assad fled to Moscow, where he remains skulking to this day. And obviously his regime was lying to the very end, saying, no, he's not fled. Okay, so we've got this new organization, this new sort of government of national unity, led by Ahmed al-Sharaa. I don't think they've held elections, but the situation has been fairly peaceful. I did say fairly, considering they came out of a horrific civil war, in which a 14-year civil war, in which hundreds of thousands of people were killed, millions of people were internally displaced. A lot of people killed were civilians, killed on purpose. It was mass murder, certainly by the government forces, by some of the rebel groups, or to call them terrorists if you prefer, as well. And I can't quite quantify it. But considering the enormous scale bloodletting, the situation is much, much better. And no, it's far from perfect. And that's partly because, you know, Turks occupying the country, Israelis stealing more of the country, the US occupying the Russian bases, who else is piling in? So anyway, so President Macron, he was staying at the Four Seasons Hotel, tight security around there, meeting some civic groups and so forth. So you see how Ahmed al-Sharaa, he was designated a terrorist by the United States about 20 years ago. They've changed that designation and so on. So two bombs went off not too far away. They identified the bombs. The Syrian security services were trying to defuse them and so on. But President Macron, he wasn't seriously in danger. Fortunately, it didn't come within a mile of him. Wow, you know, had he gone out of the hotel? Was the idea to blow up his motorcade was going past? I don't know. So, yeah. Now, who would want to kill him? Now, Russia, I don't think they go that far, despite them very hostile to all NATO countries and claiming that, you know, NATO countries at war against them. If you really think that Putinists, come on, have a go. Why don't you? We say the war's been NATO already. So this bellicose rhetoric, well, they know that they can't defeat Ukraine. How on earth could they defeat NATO? Perhaps I'm being too glib about that. I really don't want a third world war. I don't want wars at all. Anyway, so yes, yeah, so some people were killed by these explosions. So that was it. So why was he there? Partly to confer recognition on al-Sharaa, to discuss various matters, security in the Middle East. You know, Syria had a very cordial relationship with Iran under Assad. That's over. It was the Shia minority which ruled Syria since 1970. Al-Sharaa is definitely a Sunni. I hope the Shia are getting a fair deal at the moment, and so on. Okay, so try and bring peace and security and stability to that country and others. Obviously, Israel's onslaught against Gaza affects them. I mean, Gazans can't really get out, not too far away. The illegal occupation of so much of Syria by Israel, that's a problem as well. Israeli attacks on Lebanon, their neighbors. Now, obviously, lots of Syrians fled to Lebanon. It was already overcrowded. They became a large minority in Lebanon. Some have come back. Now Lebanese say, you've got to return the favor. We're fleeing for our lives to Syria. So Syria is not a wealthy country in the first place, and it's got an awful lot of rebuilding to do. So President al-Sharaa said that Macron was brave to come, and so on. Goodness. So that's it. It's a difficult economic situation. There's so much rebuilding to be done. They signed 15 bilateral agreements on health, on banking and so on. Remember, Syria's under sanctions, was cut off from the international financial system for a long time. On civil aviation, Damascus Airport was opened to flights not long after the overthrow of the Assad regime. But there's still a long way to go. Most countries advise people not to go there. The situation is still fluid, and so forth. Okay, Sharaa, he was even a member of Al-Qaeda. So you see how bad people can turn good. And just because Al-Qaeda is bad, it definitely is, doesn't mean that all their enemies are good either. So, yeah, there remain serious problems. There was a bomb in Damascus a week earlier, killing 9 people, and so forth. So the Druze minority claimed to be persecuted. They got the Israelis to come in and take over their territory. That's it. Now, it'd be better if there were no foreign troops in Syria, but, you know, the Syrians think we don't have the strength to get them out. We don't want to build up our armed forces. Then Israel just come and devastate us. We're just going to have small arms and things like that. Enough of too much of foreign interference. Obviously, Syria really needs financial aid. Now, there are historical links between Syria and France. I mean, France ruled Syria only for about 25 years. So some of them were Francophone. And Bashar al-Assad's grandfather even wrote to the French authorities, swearing his fealty to them. So French was the major foreign language after Arabic, but that's really declined. It's now English. So the Syrians, they badly need economic aid. Let bygones be bygones. And some of the Syrians have moved to France, especially maybe liberal left ones. Well, that's it. Hope there's a better outcome from Syria. Now, I hold no brief for Macron, a very evil person, a mass murderer, a terrible danger to children. But he's not wrong on everything. A totally evil person might put a penny in the poor box, do something right. But sadly, he's part of this mainstream of genocide. He's a pedophobe. Anyway, that's it. Nothing we can do. Well, he'll be gone soon, but I don't think his replacement's going to be much better. Right, thanks so much for my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, then PayPal, georgecallan79@gmail.com. Goodbye.